In May, a longtime Republican activist named Peter Smith told the Wall Street Journal that during the Trump campaign, he had tried to obtain Hillary Clinton's emails from Russian hackers. Shortly after revealing his attempt to do so, he apparently killed himself in a hotel room. And now the Journal reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with Russia has focused on whether Flynn was working with Smith to get the emails from these Russian hackers, although there doesn't appear yet to be evidence that her server was actually hacked. And today the Washington Post reports that President Trump's real estate company, before he was president, was trying to do a deal for a development of a tower in Moscow while Trump was campaigning and just before the Republican primaries. Here to talk with us about these very interesting developments in the investigation into the Trump campaign is William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University College of Law. Bill, this is kind of a strange story, but we're back again with former National Security Director Flynn at the center of this investigation. And what exactly are they looking at here?
Well, it's true that the Flynn dimensions of the investigation seem to have more arms than an octopus. This is probably an effort by Peter Smith, the now deceased operative, to make some kind of contact, meaningful contact with the Trump administration to get them interested in the Clinton and DNC emails that he thought he could get. And Flynn was at least one of the persons that he allegedly contacted, and apparently, according to what he said to someone before he died, that Flynn was willing to work with him to make those emails available to the media and then to damage the Clinton campaign. If that's true, of course, that's a bombshell. It's going to be hard to know since Smith is deceased, and we'll see what Flynn himself is willing to say about this. I don't believe he said anything that we have access to at this point.
Bill, what's the law here? What sort of conduct would potentially be a crime if indeed Michael Flynn has done something?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things I think that are primarily of interest. One, of course, is general criminal conspiracy laws in the United States and in all 50 states, that if Flynn was conspiring with Smith or anyone else toward, for example, theft of material, simple theft, or computer crimes, computer theft, he would be criminally culpable there. And more in the larger scheme of things, of course, the Mueller investigation from the beginning has been about potential collusion. And this would be additional evidence of potential collusion involving the campaign, in particular General Flynn.
Bill, you know, the Washington Post reported about Trump's company trying to do a tower in Moscow. The president, in the middle of the campaign, was, you know, after that, had been quoted as saying that he had zero dealings with Russia. You've now got this stuff with Flynn. We get these periodic things in the press about what's going on with the investigation. When you put them all together, how serious is this looking for the president right now?
Well, it's still hard to tell about how serious it looks for the president himself. I think we're clearly up the chain of several of his advisors being implicated here. Of course, Flynn and Bannon and the other Smith, who was earlier engaged in the campaign. Whether it extends to the president is still very hard to say. He's been pretty opaque about his dealings there, and he's made a lot of denials. But the investigators are dogged here, and they're going to work pretty hard. This is by no means finished, and by no means a slipshod investigation. So we're hearing bits and pieces, but it will all come together here, not in the too distant future, I think.
Well, Bill, specifically as to the Trump Tower in Moscow, I'm curious as to what you make of it. It feels a little bit like a political bombshell because the president had been saying he didn't have any ties with Russia. But is there a significant legal implication here?
Yeah, no, there probably isn't, unless there was some kind of quid pro quo arrangement, in what we think of as in bribery. You know, if you if you build your hotel over here, we'll assist your campaign by providing dirt on your opposition. That would be another evidence, additional evidence of collusion and also of underhanded dealings in trying to win the election as a candidate. But there's no evidence to that effect so far as we know.
Well, we'd like
building,
to think
if he's building a hotel, that's all. You know, he's building a hotel and looking for favors. Businesses do that all the time.
Well, as is often the case with investigations, a lot remains to be seen. It's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, comes together here and how far up in the Trump administration, if there is any findings of criminality, how far up it goes and what the president's involvement was. But at this point, we still have to wait. Our thanks to Bill Banks, the director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University College of Law.